As U.S. and British forces advance toward Baghdad, television pictures show a land that seems to offer nothing but desert. But for officials of the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, nothing could be further from the truth. The land of Iraq, they say, has long been considered a crossroad of ancient civilizations. For most people, especially now, when Iraq is mentioned, the name of Saddam Hussein immediately comes to mind. But for Munir Bushanaki, the Assistant Director General for Culture of the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, Iraq conjures up many more images. It is the Fertile Crescent, the land of Babylon, the biblical Garden of Eden and of Ur, birthplace of the prophet Abraham. Mr. Bushanaki is following the war developments closely. So far, he says, three museums have been damaged by bombs, including one in the northern city of Mosul, which experts say has irreplaceable artifacts. He is also concerned about fighting around the southern city of Basra.
We know that, for example, Basra has an old quarter, which is having very valuable buildings of the 16th, 17th, and 18th century, and also some old churches in Basra. And, of course, we are a bit worried that if there are battles in Basra, we hope that they will not be in the vicinity of the Museum of Basra and this old quarter.
Archaeological damage and wartime looting took place during the last Gulf War in 1991, not to mention in Afghanistan last year. Both countries are centuries-old hubs of trade and war. But Mr. Bushanaki says Iraq houses a larger, richer slice of cultural history. Indeed, he says, only a small percentage of the country's archaeological sites have been excavated.
In Iraq, when you are traveling in the countryside and you see just a small elevation of earth, it's 100% sure that you have an archaeological site below. So the experts evaluate that in Iraq we have about 10,000 sites, among them only 100 have been excavated.
Top archaeologists and collectors have urged the U.S. government to avoid damaging archaeological sites during the military campaign and have provided U.S. officials with the locations of more than 4,000 sites. UNESCO has also sent a map of sites to Washington, along with a list of key museums. Mr. Bushanaki says he has been told that U.S. and allied forces are instructed not to hit the locations. Mr. Bushanaki also credits the Iraqi government with protecting the sites from damage and pillaging over the years. Museum officials in Baghdad began packing some artifacts weeks before the war began. After the war, experts will plan how to preserve the country's priceless heritage, which Mr. Bushanaki says belongs not only to Iraqis, but also to the world community. Lisa Bryant for VOA News.